And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Friday, February 19th, 2021. Today in the news, in February, silver took center stage, rallying over 13% to hit $30 an ounce for the first time since 2013. A combination of greater safe haven demand, ultra-low real yields, as well as stellar rebound in China's economic activity in 2020 boosted both the investment and industrial demand for the precious metal. Goldman Sachs sees silver prices rising to $33 an ounce in 2021 as President Biden moves forward with his ambitious renewable energy plan. Well, economic forecasting models have been notoriously inaccurate in predicting inflation, and COVID-19 has further complicated the challenge. Those who heed current consensus forecasts of persistently low price growth could be in for a rude awakening, reports Project Syndicate. The pandemic has shifted the demand from services to goods, some of which have become more expensive, owing to production and transport bottlenecks. The unprecedented fiscal and monetary expansion in response to COVID-19 may pose an even greater inflation risk. Previous episodes of excessive government debt almost always end in high inflation. Well, the ripple effects of the freezing vortex-induced calamity across the U.S., which led to record low temperatures, have rippled far and wide, sparking logistic and commodity shockwaves, not only in Texas and the continental U.S., but also around the world, reports Zero Hedge. More than 4 million barrels a day of oil output, almost 40% of the nation's crude production, is now offline. The great unknown remains how long output and the rest of the region's oil infrastructure will take to recover in full. Well, just about the entire world economy is in the grips of reflation. What is reflation? Well, Scott Granis of Calfa Beach Pundit defines reflation as when the economic activity and prices are all moving higher. Inflation expectations are also rising. The Fed's current monetary policy is not sustainable, he writes. Sooner or later, they'll be yanking the punch bowl. The direction of fiscal policy will almost always certainly bring us higher taxes, increased regulatory burdens, and more expensive energy. It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.